Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep all of us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, but everybody along with them, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and don't forget, we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, out there in the land of milk and cookies and some fruits and loonies, too, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
Yes, it's 71 degrees here right now, mostly clear. But it's not going to stay that way. We got a big storm system coming across. Got some violent weather in it. Gale warnings out in the Gulf. It's making its way our direction. We'll probably see it sometime mid-morning, noontime, thereabouts, and it'll be with us most of the day. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great, great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Kyle, I've got a special announcement to make right now. You ready?
Absolutely.
It is National First Responders Day right now. National First Responders Day. And what do we get out of that? Here we go. There you go.
All right.
That's for all the firefighters, all the EMTs, all the paramedics, all the people in the hospitals, and yes, our police are included in that too. All the first responders, thank you so very much. It's your day, National First Responders Day. All right, let's go to the telephone line right off the bat because we got Mike in Clearwater on the line here. Good morning, Mr. Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, we're kind of starting to see something interesting here. Now, yesterday, I think it was, we could have a deal in hours. We could have a deal in hours. We're very close. Obviously, they're not very close because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the like said, come one, come all. We don't approve one without the other. And then you got Sinema and Manchin who say, well, okay, we can do the bipartisan bill, but we want to come way down on the... So I think we have a situation here where the infighting is so bad that they may not get anything done. That, you know, I guess they call it a Mexican standoff where, you know, one group is not going to budge and the other group is not going to budge and then the whole thing collapses. So I was wondering what your thoughts on that were, and then... Yeah, I guess it'll be interesting to see. So what do you say, Kyle?
All right,
thank
well,
you so much.
Mike, I want you to hang on the line. I'm going to pick you up here after we get to the break, but hang on the line.
Okay.
All right. Now, Kyle, I know what he's talking about because it's in our talking points for tonight. AOC came out and said it's all or nothing. You either have everything in there that we want, all our extra spending, all our gimme programs, or we're not going to vote for this, meaning her and the squad.
That's right. And, this
and to just, that I say, great, we didn't want it anyway.
Well, of course. Well, this just backs up, Captain, my assertion that the squad, AOC, Ilhan Omar, the others, they did not come to Washington to do legislative things in the sense that of the give and take and the horse trading that is part and parcel of legislating.
No.
They came to
no.
Washington to make big fundamental
no.
changes, and they're proving it.
And according to Washington Senator Ron Wyden, the far left's billionaire tax is going to be killed. They're not going to put it in from on Biden's socialist spending plan, the infighting amongst the Dems that Mike was talking about. It's taken a huge turn. We've got Democrats yelling at each other, calling each other names, socialists calling socialists progressives and progressives, vice versa, and all that stuff. The spending spree, the infrastructure bill are suffering a new blow. It ain't gonna happen.
No, it's not. And certainly the idea of the unrealized capital gains, that died a quick death, Captain.
Well, I wonder why.
Well, exactly. But again, we are seeing this infighting, and we're seeing now the real true colors of some of these elected officials. They have no interest in actually making an infrastructure bill. They don't care about the roads and bridges. They care about spending, gaining power,
yep.
and being able to lord it over you.
And they could care less about the American citizen, the taxpayer, the voter, the people that makes this country go. They don't care at all. And, you know, the Democrats are obviously trying to do anything they can to stay in power. They know that their butts are about to be handed to them. They know that. And if they go along with what AOC wants to do, well, we all know what's going to happen. It's going to just exacerbate the situation even more because you've got Democrats now protesting with Republicans over the Democratic policies.
Exactly right. They are going a bridge too far. Actually, they've gone three or four bridges too far, Captain.
They went through the dam while they were at it, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Because, again, they are not looking to do normal things. They're looking to do things that only, as you're talking about, shore up their power base. They get the power. And guess what, folks? Once they really solidify it, they're not going to care anything about what you want or how it hurts you or any of those things. They're just going to keep plowing ahead.
Okay.
We've got to stop them at the ballot box.
We most certainly do, and it all starts this year. Even though it's not a midterm election, we start right now with the local elections, get it going, and keep the momentum up for next year. School boards, town councils, county legislators, state reps, start it right there, and what few federal elections are around. Okay, hold that thought, folks. Hang on. I'll be right back with more Kyle Warren II, the professor of politics.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle Warren, I'll take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company, and we want to thank them so very much for being on board with the program, and we're definitely on board with them. And let me tell you, we do it a little differently here with the MyPillow. We don't just sit there and say, well, you can get a pillow for $19.99 or $20.99, you save $30, $40, or whatever. No, here's what we're doing. We're sending you to the website. Take a look at all the products that are on the website, especially on the home page. Every one of them that's listed there will say, with promo code, here's the price. Well, the promo code is one word, Captain. Yep, that's me, Captain. That's the promo code. And they have the radio listener specials page, too, where you're going to get a couple of dozen or 25 or 30 or whatever items over there that are going to be even lower priced with insanely low discounts right there. Unbelievable prices over there in that page. And again, same thing with promo code. The promo code is Captain. Now, if you don't want to do business on the Internet because some people are afraid their card's going to get hacked and this, that, and the other, you can call them on the phone. Here you go. The number's 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Now, worried about Christmas and where you're going to get gifts? Go take a look at MyPillow.com. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out there's some great Christmas gifts there. And they're available now. So you can get them. You can hide them so nobody can find them and have them all ready to go. Now, that's MyPillow.com. Their promo code is Captain. The phone number is 800-641-5459. Check it out. You're going to love it. You're going to love it because both Kyle and myself have got products from here, lots of products. And Kyle, what's the thing that you're waiting to get now?
Well, I've got my eye on the slippers, but also, and don't tell anybody this, but I'm probably going to get a couple other gifts there, like towel sets, because, folks, these towel sets are great.
Oh, they are.
And with the promo code CAPTAIN, you're going to save, and like the captain was just telling you, you're going to get these things very, very quickly, and people are going to be so happy because, you know, they see the commercials, and they probably want to try it out. If you give it as a gift as well, it's going to be great.
Yeah, you'll have your Christmas shopping done by Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And that's always nice. But anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. You'll be glad you did it. Believe me when I tell you, be glad you did it. Okay, Kyle, here we go. All eyes are on Virginia next Tuesday. Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention. I've been watching the polls. I love watching polls. So far, all the big names, all the big Democratic names that have come in there have not worked. Terry McAuliffe.
You know, they really haven't, and this old playbook, you know, that they're running, they don't really understand, Captain, the shift that is taking place, and the fact that Virginia can be a real showdown here in terms of ideology and concepts and where are we going as a country. Right now, President Biden is so far down in the polls. To bring him to Virginia and prop him up there and have him go campaign for McAuliffe, I can't imagine that that was, you know, the best idea in the whole wide
world. I heard the reason why they did it. Well, it's because Northern Virginia is all Democratic. It's solid Democratic. And they're all going to vote Democrat. Oh, really?
Well,
oh, really?
But the thing is, but it's not going to be monolithic anymore because people are seeing exactly what's happening, not only in Virginia.
It's costing them a fortune to go back and forth to work, number one, and it's costing them a fortune to feed their families. You think they're just going to vote Democrat and go, oh, that's okay, Joe's got it in charge, or you got it taken care of? No, he doesn't.
Well, because they've seen this crash and burn just in the last 10 months.
Sure.
Basically. You know, and to be able to accomplish that is really something, because otherwise we might be looking at a different story in Virginia.
Now, there's something else going on there, too, and it's these school boards, because Glenn Youngkin, the Republican, could become the education governor that we need across America. And next week, I believe Virginia voters are going to choose the education and being able to have the parents involved in the school board activities, which is something that, and I'm going to repeat this, these are not my words, these are Terry McAuliffe's words. Quote, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach." End of quote. Terry McAuliffe, that's what he said in the final debate they had on TV.
Well, Terry McAuliffe would be very well suited for something like, I don't know, the Soviet Union.
Dog catcher.
Something like that.
Dog catcher.
But again, it's the mentality of it, Captain. It's the mentality of, look, we know best, and we're going to tell the kids what we're going to tell them, and you're just a bunch of bumpkins or yokels or something. You don't know about education because we're super smart over here. It's really insulting.
All the momentum right now is with Glenn Youngkin, all of it. But, of course, it's going to be up to the Virginia voters and what they're going to do. And I will tell you, I'm not seeing anything going on because the entire nation is watching what's going on there in Virginia and also New Jersey, where the Republican challenger is starting to close in because the governor's feet are being held as a fire there because of the stuff that he's done in the past, which, by the way, didn't help anybody either.
Well, exactly right. And what we're going to witness, I think, you know, given what we're seeing and the trend that we're seeing, now, in early voting, now we understand the Democrats are taking a lead in early voting as of right now. But that being said, Republicans, I think, are going to really turn out on election day.
They always do.
Yes.
Yep. More so than the Democrats.
Right. And they have an even bigger reason to do so on this election. I don't think you're going to have a lot of people just staying home and being apathetic.
Now, it's very clear to me and probably to you, too, that the Democratic Party of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and John Fitzgerald Kennedy has now become the party of Lenin, Stalin, and Marx. It's now a political party that's expanded government control over the people, supports the rights of criminals over victims, advocates socialism and communism over capitalism and individual freedom, has weaponized the Department of Justice to go after parents exercising their rights of free speech, and supports policies such as bail reform and defunding the police, putting our safety and our security at risk, and none of that is going to fly.
No, it really isn't. And they may use certain terminology that sounds like the Democrat Party of John F. Kennedy's era and so forth, but it's not. But we do hear them, the phraseologies of attacking our democracy and on it goes. They don't mean any of that. What they're trying to do is to sow discord. They're trying to get neighbor to hate neighbor.
Uh-huh.
They believe that that's their ticket to power.
Well, hear me when I say, people of Virginia, people of New Jersey, if Joe Biden and the Democrats get their way, parents will not be in charge of their kids' education, nor will they have a voice openly to talk about it, because they don't want the parents involved. As a matter of fact, just to back that up, Biden's Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, said, and I quote, parents should not be the primary stakeholder in their kids' education. Now, what do you think that means, Kyle?
It means back off, parents. You know, you don't have any say here. And we are the government. We know better. But it's not just that we're the government, because people aren't anti-government. What they are is their ideology.
And
people come after them and say, you're going to think this way.
And that Randy Weingarten, the president of the National Teachers Union, the biggest one in the country, said that the teachers don't want the parents involved in the school curriculum. They do not want them involved at all, not books, not anything.
Well, you know, gone are the days of being on the PTA and going to the school board meetings.
Yeah.
Again, this is, you know, you can't abdicate your own responsibilities, but they're trying to get people to do that.
Yeah, and listen to this now. In Virginia, you folks already know this. In Virginia, officials are moving to eliminate advanced diplomas to pursue equity in education and a school library, which included books on the subject matters of pedophilia. Terry McAuliffe vetoed a bill that would require schools to warn parents about such books.
Yes. See, again, this is how far we've fallen. But we're here to pick up the country. We're here to pick up the kids.
Damn right.
We're here to make sure that there's some kind of decency. You know, and because, again, they feel that if they essentially are corrupting the kids with this kind of thing.
And the parents need to be involved in their child's education. Otherwise, nothing will ever change.
Precisely. That's why they're being vilified and being frightened by the DOJ. And
well,
I know that Garland was really grilled about this stuff up on the Hill yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah, Garland got drilled about it yesterday, and we're going to talk about that when we come back, because I'll tell you what, between Tom Cotton and Josh Hawley and a couple of other ones there, Ted Cruz, they went after him, and they literally lit him on fire.
Right, and rightly so.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, my friend. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And this is the Thursday morning edition. We're getting some bad weather coming our way here in a few hours in the Tampa Bay area. Right now it's up in the panhandle. I'm going to tell you all about that when we get to the Truckers Highway and Fiber Report, because there's tornadoes in the mix tonight. Got tornado watches all through the panhandle as far back into Alabama still tonight right now. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top Democrats are saying a deal is close on President Biden's infrastructure bill and social spending plan, but there are still differences on how to pay for it. An agreement on the plan is still in the works, but there's a push to get it done before Biden leaves for Europe on Thursday. on Capitol Hill demands from two key moderates, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kristen Sinema, are slowing Democrats from reaching a deal. Tornado cleanup is underway in parts of Texas and Louisiana. Also in New England, people are cleaning up after a nor'easter tore through the area. More than a half million customers lost power across Massachusetts, Connecticut, and in Rhode Island. As the storm blasted the region, fire erupted from an exploding transformer. The nor'easter eventually intensified into a bomb cyclone. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and there's that masked man again out there in California, the professor of politics. We appreciate him doing that for us. You know, I'm probably going to help a friend of mine out with Relief Factor today. I have talked to, I don't know how many thousands of people over the past 6 years, but tens of thousands of people have bought Relief Factor because of what I've told them. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate the trust you put in me, because I'm not going to tell you about something if it's not going to work. And quite honestly, I took Mobic and Flexeril for the problems that I was having. I didn't want to keep taking it because it was narcotics. It had side effects to it. And when I shouldn't have been tired, I was tired. And when I wanted something to eat, I wasn't hungry. And when I wasn't supposed to be thirsty, I was just dying to drink a gallon of water. I mean, all sorts of things were going on here. So I said, nope, this isn't any good. So I decided to take a leave. And I was taking a leave literally by the handful because of the pain I was in. But anyway, I found out about Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's got four ingredients in it that takes care of the problems that I've got and many of the problems you have. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. If you've got arthritis, bursitis, your joints ache, you got muscle pain, this, that, and the other, and you've tried ibuprofen that only lasts for maybe a few hours, if at all, or Aleve that lasts for a few hours, if at all, and Buferin and all that sort of stuff, this stuff here, you take twice a day, the packets that it comes in, the capsules that come in there, you take it twice a day, and this stuff here will solve the problem. Because it's all about going after inflammation, going after swelling if you suffer from that, and it lowers or eliminates pain by going straight to the source, and it'll take care of multiple areas of pain. For example, I've had pains in my ankle, pains in my knee, pains in my back, pains in my shoulder, which is an arthritic shoulder. I suffer from a little bit of bursitis up there, too. My wrist also, having broken a couple times, I have the same problem there. It starts to ache, you know, like it's going to rain. I can tell you it's going to rain because my wrist is hurting. All right, that's one way. I can tell you it's going to rain. But anyway, I take this product, and it's over. Pain gone. See ya. That's it. That's all there is to it. So, for $19.95, you can try the three-week quick start, and you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, you're in business. You'll know whether or not it's going to work, and after 3 weeks, if it's working, you don't need to do anything. They'll start shipping you the regular shipments in the bigger packets. $19.95, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
And you will. All right, Merrick Garland. Did you see him on TV yesterday?
I heard. I was actually listening to it. But I heard a lot of the exchanges going on.
Well, he was back in front of Congress, and he was being questioned by a Senate committee on a variety of matters. First and foremost, though, continues to be the DOJ's handling of the so-called domestic terrorism threats involving school boards. And he didn't like being pinned down by the likes of Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley. He did not care for that stuff. And I will tell you something right now. They had him dead to rights. Charles Grassley, the senior member of the committee, he says, since you and the White House base your memo on this delegitimized letter, I assume you're going to revoke your extremely divisive memo. This kind of looks like something that would come out of some communist country. And you know something? He didn't give him an answer.
No, he didn't. And the senator is absolutely correct. And see, this is what we're seeing happening in front of our very eyes. And when you call it out for what it is, there are going to be a lot of detractors. Oh, you mentioned communism and so forth, but it's authoritarianism. And he also was talking to Garland, Captain, about the chilling effect that happens when they did what they did from the Department of Justice. And that, in and of itself, suppresses people's ability to go out and really express themselves. And what are they expressing themselves about? They're expressing themselves about the CRT. They're expressing themselves about the curriculum in the school. And if they're supposed to be afraid of it now because, the FBI might come knocking on my door, that in and of itself is the kind of thing we do see or would see in a communist country.
Well, one of the things that Senator Tom Cotton told Attorney General Garland, he says, thank God you're not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
You know, how true. Can you imagine what he would have been like? You know, because he seemed to be kind of, I hate to use the word, sort of cowering down. He really couldn't answer the question.
The word is wishy-washy.
Yes. I think you're right. I think that he didn't come across as being. In fact, one of the senators was saying, is it that the Department of Justice, are you running the Department of Justice?
Yeah.
Or is the Department of Justice running you?
Well, let me try to help you out here. Garland is a hack, okay? And he's shown himself to be nothing more than a lackey for the administration. There's nothing independent about him. The country dodged a massive bullet when he wasn't confirmed to the Supreme Court. And that 20 or so Republican senators that actually voted to confirm this man to his current position, that is shameful. And I'd say that I'm hopeful the lesson's been learned here because I suspect it hasn't been, but they never should have allowed this guy to be even the Attorney General.
Well, you know, Captain, the whole idea in our system, obviously, the Attorney General is going to be appointed by the President, confirmed, as you're talking about. But there are certain things in our society, in our system, that aren't supposed to be political. And what we're seeing is we're seeing this Attorney General succumbing to the politics and or driving the politics, or happy to be part of, who knows, happy to be part of the politics for this thing. But that's not the way it should be. He should have actually pushed back on these calls and these the letter that came in and so forth, and he should have said this goes too far, and I'm not going to reward this and create this memo and create all this controversy. He should have stood his ground, because those are the important things of our country, which transcend politics.
Yep. And now we're going to go to the other little problem that hangs out there. It's little Dr. Fauci. Because for the past several months, it's not been very good for little Dr. Fauci, as the mainstream media has now begun to catch up and wake up with months-old reporting that we've been talking about for just as long or longer. Now, the not-so-good doctor has been pummeled with reports and accompanying information showing that Fauci's statements to Rand Paul, along with accusations that the senator didn't know what the hell he was talking about, were flat-out lies, because Senator Paul has long held that the NIH-funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a contention that Fauci has labeled as lies and still says aren't true, and even the NIH director came out and said it was true.
Yeah. Oh, it was just a bat. Somebody ate a bat somewhere in a wet market. Come on. I'll do a Joe Biden. Come on, man. Because that's obviously untrue. And with the gain-of-function research, and I'm trying to be funny, but this is one of the most serious things in the world, Captain, because look what happened. They were doing this stuff, it got out, and it broke the world. This is not funny anymore.
Yep. And China knew it, and China won't admit it, and Fauci knew it, and Fauci won't admit it, and Fauci needs to be removed.
Well, and
if not charged criminally.
Well, and again, it's going to continue to come out. And at some point, we could see charges. Imagine, Captain, the kinds of investigations a Republican Congress may do after taking control, if they gain control of the House and Senate in 2022. And then it's going to really hit the fan, and you want to see people start to find congressional subpoenas? Just wait.
And by the way, have you heard about Israel? They announced plans to build another 3,000 settler homes on the West Bank, which, of course, the U.S. has long maintained are not legitimate.
Right. Well, they continue on doing what they're doing.
And I want you to be prepared for this. Listen to this one. The Biden administration has expressed its outrage to the Israeli government's announcement.
Well, that's because they have to be able to talk to
You know what I have to say?
What's that?
Let's go, Brandon.
Well, but again,
I'm buying one of those shirts, by the way.
Well, look, Biden left them behind in Afghanistan, left our people behind in Afghanistan. You think he's going to stand up for Israel the way that we have done in the past, or the way that we should and so forth? No, I think they're trying to cozy up to some of these different factions. And to say, look, you know, we want to get back at a nuclear deal. Yeah, we'll condemn Israel on this over here. They're playing with fire on that, Captain.
Well, they are, and unfortunately for the Palestinians who keep complaining and griping, saying, they're taking our land, they're taking our land. Really? It's not your land, Palestine.
Well, we're going to see if other stuff play out here, I think, in the near term,
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report and tell you where the bad weather is. And, yep, it's coming my direction. But you folks up in the panhandle along I-10, our Valdosta affiliate up there, too, be prepared. Coming your direction. Some pretty violent weather. All right, I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way. Check them out by going to cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us to find out more about them. Now, we told you last night when we played Michael McDonald's song and his revamped version of Taking It to the Streets that he was originally with the Doobie Brothers. So we are going to start out tonight with the Doobie Brothers, and this is the original song that was done with Michael McDonald at the keyboards singing the song.
Thank you.
song is 44 years old, Kyle. 1977 is when that came out, and it sounds just as good today as it did when I first heard it.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, and I know you were singing along to it because you were earlier when I was playing it for you doing an air check. And you're pretty good. We got to get you on the radio singing some of this stuff. You cut your own tracks. We'll play it right here in the program. And now here's XYZ by Kyle Warren.
Well, all right. See if we make that happen one day.
All right. Well, listen, I got to get right to some severe weather that's right here in my state because we have a line of severe thunderstorms and a tornado watch and warning going on. And right now we do have a tornado warning between Panama City and the Funiac Springs for a tornado right along the coastline right now. We definitely have got a warning right there along with a flash flood warning. And we've got tornado watches all the way from the Florida-Alabama line all the way across to Tallahassee right now on I-10. And you folks up there in Valdosta listening to us on 92.1 FM, it's coming your way, too. The front reaches up into Georgia, and it looks like as if we're going to have a gale warning in the Gulf. It's going to be coming my way here a little bit later. Right now, the gale warning is all the way over to Cross City, and Perry's right on the edge of the tornado watch right now. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, of course, on this National First Responders Day, as we head into the morning hours, we're looking up in, for example, Seattle, Washington. They're reading rain right now. They've got a flood watch going on up there, so if you're traveling in the Seattle area, be careful. In Richard the Marine territory, he's looking at some rain tonight as well, Captain, and this morning.
He's going to need a boat.
I think so. Portland also going to be registering rain over the next couple of days. That's the forecast there. A lot of the rain, of course, moved out of California, but we're still seeing snow in the higher elevations, of course. Mammoth Mountain, by the way, evidently is able to open up in October, from what we understand, and this has only happened a few times in the Mammoth Mountain history, so that's a good thing. But tonight also up in northern Montana, yesterday at this time we had a lot of high wind watches. It's condensed a little bit. This is going to be north of Great Falls up near Shelby. Also, lake wind advisory up around Glasgow. So if you're up on U.S. Highway number 2, you're going to be encountering those high winds. Flood watch, though, continuing north of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, so you want to be aware of that. That's going to be up in the Sandpoint region, so be aware of that. But other than that, we've got a pretty quiet map, with the exception, our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. You've got high wind watches as you're coming across I-80 heading up towards Elk Mountain tonight, so high-profile vehicles, be careful.
Yeah, well, here goes the quiet stuff right now. A large area of low pressure is forecast to shift from the central U.S. Thursday across the northeast this weekend. Now, isolated and scattered severe thunderstorms will be possible Thursday from Florida to the Carolinas, with damaging winds and a few tornadoes the main threats. Heavy rain from the middle Atlantic through New England will lead to urban and renewed river flooding Friday and Saturday, on top of the rain that they already had from the big nor'easter that went sailing up through there that already created some flooding. So we're going to see all the traditional areas along the eastern seaboard are going to get pounded again, because you got gale warnings all the way from Georgia all the way up to Maine, okay? And I'm telling you, we haven't heard from Lynn in Cape Cod for a couple of days. They had 94-mile-an-hour winds there, knocked a lot of power out. She may still be without power up there. But this severe system that's coming across, folks, be careful. Right now, Florida, you're in the bullseye, the panhandle of Florida. A little bit later in the day, the gale winds. And by the way, what's it take to be a gale out there in the water, Kyle?
I'm not sure, at least
40 miles. 40
yeah.
miles an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, there's going to be 40-mile-an-hour winds in the Gulf of Mexico, as well as off the east coast of the United States for the next couple of days. Obviously, small craft warnings. Waves could be as high as 15 to 20 feet in some areas. Could be higher out in the ocean, because it's not uncommon to get 20, 25, 30-foot waves out there in a gale. So that's where we're at with all of this. Now, we do have a little bit of rain still up in the central part around Columbia in Missouri, and there's some rain back to New Orleans right now, And you've got wind that's on the backside of this system in Oklahoma and in Kansas and down in the eastern part of Texas and all through Louisiana that's pushing to the east, along with a lot of wind in Alabama tonight, and that's all part of this system. And all hell can break out anywhere along here because you've got a big swath of low pressure and you've got some temperature changes, cold to hot and hot to cold and vice versa, and that's when the violent weather comes in. Now, Kyle, the Truckers Highway by Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, and you tell us about that, please.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, folks, don't forget, you can go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J near you so you can plan your trip accordingly. And when you pull in, number one, you're going to find something good to eat. That's for sure. But also be sure to join the Drivers Club because you're going to get points on all of the fuel that you buy, the supplies you buy, anything else that you do at the Pilot and Flying J. And then you can download their app, the My Rewards Plus app, and you can track your points. You can get other offers, and all kinds of new things open up when you join the Drivers Club, and be sure to do that.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, I'll tell you right now that the RVers that are out there, there's no reason that you can't join the RV Club, too, and take advantage of all the things they have there, too, because you pull in there, you'll have a place to park. If you want to stay in the parking lot, you can. They have the plug-ins and the hookups and all that stuff there in certain areas of the bigger ones. The Pilots, or the Flying J's, rather, the new Pilots will have some of those same hookups, but you got to know where they're at. And when you go to the directory, you take a look, and you'll find out, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. And when we talk about the holidays and Christmas coming up, they've got gift cards, too.
If
you know someone who likes to, and is out there traveling, goes to Pilot and Flying J, give them a Pilot Flying J gift card.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, some of the gifts that you might want, that the little ones might want, that you can't find in a big box store, you might find them right in a Pilot and Flying J.
No kidding.
Because they buy their stuff a year ahead of time. I know that for a fact.
Very cool.
Yep.
Exactly.
So they may have some things in here that might light up the little ones, especially when they go riding with Daddy or Mommy in a big truck to find out what's going on out there, because once in a while they'll do that. They'll let them come out and do that. All right. Here we go with the music, folks. Coming back right after the top of the hour news with more and Kyle Warren, too. And, you know, just to give you a little tease there, coming soon to a school board near you, you might have to tell them your name, rank, and serial number to be able to stand up and talk at a school board meeting. Wait till you hear about that one. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.